Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you for all of you to attend this presentation. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section afterwards will be hosted by a moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phones or set it to the vibration mode during the presentation. May I introduce our management on the stage? Mr. Yang Jie, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Ke Ruiwen, Executive Vice President. Mr. Gao Tongqing, Executive Vice President. Mr. Chen Zhongyue, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, let us welcome our chairman to present the company's performance in the first half of 2017. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to express my sincere thanks to those who present in the venue today amid the adverse weather condition. Our company's key development and achievements in the first half of 2017 can be highlighted in these six areas. Continuous growth in service revenue and net profit, with service revenue growth surpassing industry average. Strategic transformation achieves prominent results with innovative convergence promotes development. Strong mobile momentum with breakthrough in scale. Superior network capability further strengthened, building a solid ecosystem foundation. Deepened reform to invigorate vitality with cooperation intellectualization, enhancing capabilities. Strong execution of step-up transformation strategy for value enhancement. In the first half of 2017, operating revenue amounted to 184 billion, up by 4.1% year-over-year. Service revenue reached 166 billion, grew 6.8% year-over-year. EBITDA margin was 31.6%. Net profit was 112.5 billion, up by 7.4% year-over-year. The company maintained solid growth trend in the first half of 2017. Service revenue and net profit achieved solid growth, with growth rates further enhanced compared to the same period last year. In particular, year-over-year growth of service revenue was 1.2 percentage points more than the same period last year, and surpassed the growth in industry revenue by 1.2 percentage points. At the same time, year-over-year growth of the net profit also increased by 1.1 percentage points. The strong development momentum supported solid growth of our business fundamentals. Last year, we pioneered in implementing the step-up transformation to develop the five key service ecospheres. In the first half of 2017, service ecologicalization has been driving scale development in all our businesses. Firstly, the intelligent connection service ecosphere achieved rapid growth in our connection businesses. Mobile and wireline broadband subscribers achieved record high. As at the end of June, mobile subscribers reached 230 million, representing a year-over-year growth of 11.1%. 4G subscribers reached 150 million, representing an increase of 68.7% year-over-year. Wireline broadband subscriber was 130 million, up 8.6% YoY, of which FTTH subscribers increased 32.7% to 120 million. Secondly, the company achieved scale expansion in the smart family and new ICT applications ecospheres. Leveraged strong lead bundling and industry breakthrough, the company achieved a leap in business development. Smart family subscribers reached 75 million, whilst revenue from smart family grew 33% year-over-year. New ICT applications revenue was 20.9 billion, representing an increase of over 20% year-over-year. Thirdly, in internet finance and IoT ecospheres, benefiting from the synergy initialized through ecosystem coordination and multi-party convergence, internet finance MAU and actively participating merchants were over 28 million and 400,000, increased by 2.5 times and 2.3 times respectively. While net addition of IoT connected device was 13.8 million, up by 3.1 times year over year. Persisted in convergence and innovation, the government promoted mutual development of our businesses. Our new convergence strategy effectively allowed us to stay well in the intensifying market competition while sustaining solid growth trend in all businesses. Convergence and innovation achieved prominent results. Mobile bundling rate was 53%. Dual play broadband penetration was 77%. And AAA broadband penetration was 46%. Our e-serving high-definition subscribers surged by 44% year-over-year. The development momentum of our mobile business remained strong and achieved new breakthrough. In the first half of 2017, handset internet access revenue surpassed wireline broadband revenue for the first time and is now becoming the largest revenue contributor, accounting for 26% of total service revenue, which is up by 5.5 percentage points year over year. Mobile service revenue increased 12.2% year over year and represented 45.7% of service revenue, up 2.2 percentage points year over year. With the current momentum, we are expecting, we plan to have about half of our revenue contribution from our mobile business. Mobile subscribers net add was 14.85 million, which increased significantly by 64% year over year. The company's mobile subscribers market share reached 16.8%, increased 0.9 percentage point year over year. We will proactively leverage our edges in network, handsets, distribution channels, and applications to further mobile scale development. With network intelligentization, the company forged three superior networks in 4G, fiber, and IoT, while implemented network reconstitution progressively. In the first half, with the completion of the 800 MHz refarm nationwide, the company completed to build a superior and wide coverage 4G network. Total base stations of 4G reached 1.05 million, with a population coverage of 98%. Our fiber network is the world's largest in scale. By the end of June 2017, FTTH ports reached 230 million, with an addition of 24 million in first half 2017. The company leads the world in 4G IoT development and was the world's first to release corporate MBIoT standard and achieved scale deployment. In the first half, we built the world's first NB-IoT network with full coverage and commercial use capability by seamlessly upgraded 310,000 base stations, leveraging our 800 MHz low-frequency FNH for strong penetration, achieving a basic full coverage of NB-IoT network. The company has fully implemented the deployment of SDN NFV in cloud resource pool, the on-demand network and core network, of which commercial trial of the on-demand network system for SMEs has already commenced. As the core of operation intellectualization, the framework of China Telecom's corporate core has been initialized. The company leverages big data platform construction to promote new capability and deepen big data application, in turn enhanced operation intellectualization for efficiency and return enhancement. We focused four types of big data applications and to inject intelligence in human resources management, wireless access investment, fiber access investment, and customer operations to fully enhance corporate sales and marketing service and management decision capability, targeting at precision management, precision sales and marketing, precision service and precision network. Focusing on supply side structural reform, the company persists in promoting nine key reform missions, such as organizational structure reform and operational mechanism reform, and further strengthen the effort in reform to remove the restriction in structure and mechanism on staff's vitality and corporate productivity. The company deepened implementation of subdividing performance evaluation units to motivate employees, top-down service support system to enhance efficiency, and promotional operation to align vertical interests. Key achievements include enhanced channel sales capability, maintained high level of network quality and user experience, ranked number one in customer satisfaction among handset and wireline internet access users in the industry, provide trainings for all managers, staff, and on-the-job training for talents for transformation. In service ecologicalization, co-building of ecosystem Tetris to promote cooperation and achieve win-win are essential for a company's sustainable development. Through synergies in strategic cooperation with fellow chain partners, open platform, and complementation of capabilities, all parties in traditional supply chain will work together to form an ecosystem with diversity, complementarity, flexibility, convergence, and innovation in order to satisfy customer demand. Service ecologicalization promotes co-build, coexist, co-sharing, and win-win. The ecosystem matrix visualized the types of corporate competitiveness into four categories, namely panda, tiger, ant colony, and wolf pack. Company needs to keep enhancing its own competitive advantages, at the same time strengthening the ability to drive ecosystem synergy in order to adapt to the ever-changing environment and stay strong in the competition with ecosystem capability edges, becoming the powerful wolf pack in the matrix and standing out from the rule of survival for the fittest in the ecosystems. In the future, China Telecom will continue to enhance its competitiveness through network evolution, open platform, in-depth cooperation and supply-side upgrade. We will strengthen ecosystem synergy to co-build ecosystem Tetris with our partners. Our proactive network deployment sustained our leading edges in network capability. We actively deployed 5G, driven by applications with progress. We currently have outdoor trials in 2017 and 18, and planned commercial trial in 2019, while commercial use scale commercial use in 2020. At the same time, we strengthen our cooperation with industry participants and capital operation. Full range of IoT development. China Telecom has led the world in the development of NB-IoT with a full coverage network ready for scale commercial use. In the second half this year, we are going to start validation trial this for eMTC and plan to achieve commercial deployment in 2018. We continue to put effort into fiber network upgrade and cloud network integration development. The company is planning to achieve full fiber network coverage in cities, towns, and villages by end of 2017, with FTTH ports reaching 240 million, promoting convergence of fiber broadband, video streaming, and mobile businesses. The company refined our 2+31+XIDC deployment with cloud resource pool planning, strengthening cooperation support, and achieve economies of scale. Looking ahead, the company will seize opportunities from national strategies as well as the five industry trends to uplift vitality, stimulate capabilities, and strengthen execution, maintaining strong and solid growth momentum. In the first half, the company proactively responded to speed upgrade and tariff reduction, which opens up new room for development. The company has announced to cease charging handset domestic long-distance and roaming fees starting from the 1st of September, which is benefiting for about 80 million subscribers. Tariffs for international long distance and roaming calls has been reduced significantly, and reduction of tariff of internet dedicated lines for SMEs has also been fully implemented. Speed upgrade and tariff reduction promotes step up transformation of network and service, encourages intelligent information consumption, and brings development opportunity for cloud network integration and fosters development of smart family and cloud businesses. I will now pass the time to Mr. Kerwin to present the business review and financial performance of our company. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now go through the business and financial performance of our company in the first half. This table shows the revenue breakdown and their respective changes. I will go through them in details. The company achieved rapid scale expansion in 4G service. In the first half, handset internet access revenue amounted to 43.1 billion, representing an increase of over 35% year over year. Handset data traffic achieved growth of 126% year over year, while 4G DOU grew by 56% year over year to 1.4 gigabytes. 4G ARPU was 67.2, driving up blended mobile ARPU to 56.8. In the first half, 4G subscriber net add was 30.15 million, while 4G subscribers' market share increased 2 percentage points year over year to 17.2%. The company promotes mobile business in full swing in four aspects: network, handsets, applications and channels, and achieved prominent results. China Telecom is the first in industry to build a high and low frequency coordinated nationwide 4G network with appropriately allocated and adequate capacity. Carrier aggregation has been deployed in more than 300 cities nationwide. 4G base stations increased by 72% year over year compared to the end of June last year. Six mode handsets has become international standards and is now accounting for 73% of mainstream handsets available in the market. These handsets are equipped with dual SIM slot, which opened up subscriber growth potential for our company. In the first half, handset sales reached 69 million, representing an increase of 35%, of which six-mode handset sales was 62 million, accounted for 90% of our total handset sales. E-serving large data traffic plans, dedicated data traffic packages, and video streaming data traffic cards effectively released data traffic demand for our subscribers and drive significant growth in data traffic volume. The popularity of six-mode handsets enabled the company to expand its coverage in open market channels, effectively drove mobile subscriber development, bringing in new sales opportunities for our physical outlets. Capability of our direct sales force has been enhanced by forming sales teams with sales, support, and service integration. While e-channels strengthened sales coordination with other channels, China Telecom's market share in open channels is about 40% currently. In the first half, wireline broadband revenue amounted to 39.2 billion, grew 1.1% year over year, while wireline broadband ARPU was 52. Average access bandwidth as at the end of June was 62 megabits. Net add of FTTH subscriber for the period was 11.24 million, with penetration rate up 17 percentage points to 92%. 100 megabits and above access bandwidth subscribers accounted for 37% of total wireline broadband subscribers. The company continued to enrich differentiation to further enhance the edges of fiber broadband products. The company persisted in speed upgrade to promote 100 megabits as mainstream products to enhance end-to-end user experience in fiber broadband subscribers. We continue to deepen convergence with plans for different customer groups. We enrich content provision with focus on smart family applications to promote e-serving HD, family cloud, and family home networking services. China Telecom demonstrated leadership in industry service level to provide same-day installation and maintenance with guaranteed compensation for any service delay. In the first half, e-serving HD achieved rapid growth with revenue amounted to 3.1 billion, increased by 28% year over year. IPTV net add for the period accelerated to over 10 million. New convergence continues to achieve prominent results, driving mutual scale expansion in 4G, e-serving HD and 100 megabits fiber broadband resulted in further subscriber penetration and increased stickiness significantly. At the end of June, e-serving HD subscribers accounted for 56% of wireline broadband subscribers, up 13 percentage points year over year, while mobile bundling rate was 53%. Mobile churn rate has decreased by 0.4 percentage points compared to 2016, while wireline broadband churn rate remained stable. The churn rates of triple play is remarkably lower than those single product subscribers. Turning to our new ICT ecosystem, the company achieved forged differentiated edges and resulted in rapid development in IDC, cloud, and big data businesses. IDC revenue was about 10 billion, increased 25% year over year. Revenue from cloud and big data businesses achieved remarkable growth of 62% and 81% respectively. We will fully leverage our triple edge in cloud network integration, secure and reliable, and specialized customization to strengthen three platforms for open cloud, big data, and Internet Plus. In the first half, Best Pay GMV jumped 49% year-over-year to $568 billion. The company will continue to deepen 4G plus payment convergence model and continuously increase the influence of Best Pay 4G Internet finance ecosystem. In terms of IoT, the company leveraged the full coverage of Nambi IoT Network Edge to strengthen convergence between cloud, big data, and ICT ecosphere with IoT. In the first half, IoT revenue significantly increased by 3.7 times. In the first half 2017, operating expenses amounted to $166 billion, grew 4.0% year-over-year. Free cash flow was $77.2 billion, increased 19% year-over-year. The increase in operating expenses was mainly due to the rise in network operation expense as a result of the increasing tower leasing fee, as well as the increase in sales and marketing expenses due to the increase in sales and marketing effort for scale expansion. I'll explain them in details below. The company focused revenue resources allocation to support scale development of our business. In the first half, operating expenses as a percentage of operating revenue was 90.2%. D&A expenses increased slightly, mainly due to the high capex level in recent years. Share of network operation and support expenses increased by 1.4 percentage point year-over-year, mainly because of the network quality enhancement. At the end of June, the number of towers leased was about 640,000. Tower leasing fee rose year-over-year to about $7.6 billion for the year. Personnel expense share increased 0.4 percentage point year-over-year, mainly due to the appropriate increase in the performance-linked remuneration for frontline staffs in order to motivate Salesforce for the accelerated promotion in scale. SG&A expenses rose 0.2 percentage point in share, mainly due to the effort in channel sales resources. Full-year CapEx budget remained unchanged at $89 billion. In the first half, CapEx was $41.1 billion, of which the share of mobile network and broadband and internet declined 1.5 percentage points, while the share of information and application services increased by 1.2 percentage points. The number of base stations in 4G is planned to reach 1.16 million by the end of this year. The company will plan. It also plans to deploy Gigabit's demo in hundreds of cities and appropriately increase CapEx in emerging businesses. In the first half, total debt decreased 12% year-over-year to $93.2 billion. With the commencement in efficiently centralized capital management, the company has effectively reduced the scale of interest-bearing loans. As at the end of June, total debt to total capitalization was 22.5%, down 3.1 percentage points year over year. Net debt to simplified annualized EBITDA was 0.64 times, down 0.08 times. Our healthy capital structure supports sustainable development of our company. The company proactively established intellectual financial management system with highly efficient support and efficiently centralized sharing. In terms of resources allocation, we optimized 4-in-1 management system to strengthen dynamic matching between resources and development. Multi-dimensional subdividing, we construct data-driven value analysis model and commence development of multidimensional subdividing of business, asset, cost, and operation units. Platform capability. We develop internet plus finance platform capability and construct sharing platforms for treasury, taxation, SSE, and data application to promote financial management reconstitution. Risk prevention and control. We optimize continuously our internal control and management to achieve effective control of financial risks. China Telecom strives to establish an intellectual financial management to support scale development. This concludes our presentation of today. Thank you.